Well, here we are. The world is in the midst of the first pandemic that it's had in 100 years. In the 8 months since the coronavirus has raged around the world, it has infected more than 19 million people, and it's claimed 700,000 lives. That's killing at a rate of 120 people every hour. And despite the coronavirus's rapid spread and devastation, we're quite fortunate compared to the 1918 Spanish flu. That one infected 500 million people and killed between 50 and 100 million around the world. The Black Death was even worse. In 1347, there was a drought in Asia that caused rodents to migrate from their grassland homes to more populated areas around the bustling Silk Road trade route. The rodents had fleas that were infested with the Yersinia pestis bacteria. And when the humans encountered these fleas, they began to die at an unprecedented rate. The infected fleas and the infected humans spread along the entire Silk Road until they reached the Eritrean and the Mediterranean seas. From there, they both boarded the Genoese trade ships, and the bacteria spread across all of Europe and all of Africa. In humans, the bacteria caused respiratory distress that induced violent coughing, which multiplied the infectious spread manyfold beyond what the fleas were causing by biting the humans. The plague raged across the major continents for at least 5 years, and it killed between 30 and 60% of the global population. Historians estimate that that was somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 to 200 million people that died in 5 years. And in those 5 years that the Black Death raged unabated, it killed at a rate of 2,000 to 4,000 people per hour spread across those three continents. Without relief and without treatment, it also killed hope in the hearts of those who survived. There are stories of fathers who buried their children without any emotion because they were certain that the entire family follow very soon. Physicians and scientists in the 1300s couldn't understand the cause of the disease or prescribe an effective treatment. There were astrologists who blamed it on the conjunction of three planets that occurred in 1345, and they claimed that it had triggered a great pestilence in the air, and that's what was killing people. There were religious leaders who believed that it was sent from God to call the faithful to paradise and to send the unbelievers to their punishment. And no one could foresee an end to the devastation. Compared to the Black Death, we understand the causes and have mounted an effective response, even though we don't yet have a cure. Each month, we have greater hope that people suffering will recover and that those who are not infected can avoid catching it altogether. And despite the canceled social activities, airline flights, hotel bookings, and shuttered businesses that will never open again, we still have hope. The Black Death pummeled societies and communities, families and economies, and hope. Writers reported that mass graves were established outside of communities, and they filled up almost as fast as they could be dug. Entire towns disappeared. They left abandoned homes and farms all across the countryside of three continents. Property prices plummeted by 30 to 40%, simply because there was no one around to buy all of the land that was available. And small plots of family farms began to accumulate through inheritance into larger areas that were in the hands of the very few who did survive. Food prices declined because half of the population was no longer there to consume the food. The intensity of the outbreak finally subsided once those that were most vulnerable were gone and those who remained had some level of immunity. The disease continued to ricochet across these continents for several hundred years, but it was increasingly less effective. However, after half of the population died, it took these nations 200 years to repopulate the earth to the level of human populations that existed before this pandemic. And finally, those who remained began to be hopeful that the worst was over and that they could plan a life ahead. The bulk of the devastation passed by 1352. And what no one knew was that it was just about 50 years until the beginning of the Italian Renaissance. Historians don't agree on what exactly triggered this Renaissance. Some credit it to the migration of Byzantine intellectuals who were fleeing from a Turkish invasion. Others focused on the practice of rich merchants like the Medici, who sponsored religious works of art as a means of securing favor with God and protecting their families from future calamities. And then others cite the rise of a humanistic philosophy in which the focus was on enriching the lived experience on earth rather than pursuing a spiritual afterlife. Perhaps it was all three of these and more, but those with hope of surviving began to innovate, and the Italian Renaissance spread across Europe. Our own COVID Renaissance has already begun. From the destruction of the COVID-19 pandemic, there will spring thousands of innovations, large ones and small ones. New businesses are already being created to address the new social norms and regulations. Hundreds of new companies offer simple face masks and plexiglass shields that are designed to protect customers and service workers. But other companies are developing entirely new sanitation products, new designs for airline seats, and new layouts for restaurants. Software companies are creating tools to assist in selling event tickets for entertainment venues so that it maintains social distancing. Business office layouts and fitness center designs are all changing. Online grocery shopping and telemedicine have exploded from a tiny niche to a major business trend. All of these innovations will actually slow the spread of COVID-19 and other communicable diseases. They'll contribute to an increasing hope that life will settle down into a new normal pattern. A pattern that's different from what it was before, but that's no longer threatening, anxiety-producing. Innovative new ideas and products and entire business niches are springing to life from the ashes of products and services that are no longer viable. Estimates in the U.S. suggest that 300,000 businesses have already failed or will fail permanently. And between 2 and 6 million employees will never go back to their previous jobs. But all of these people will not sit down and wait to die, as our ancestors did when they were hopeless victims of the Black Death. They will create new lives and new prosperity. Society, the economy, and individuals will all recover. It may not happen in a few short months, as many of us hoped and expected for a short time, but it certainly won't take 200 years either. Thanks to modern medicine, government, and communication, the recovery will come much, much quicker. We will create our own Renaissance. And in times like these, Joseph Schumpeter offered the world a, quote, gale of creative destruction. Well, right now, we're entering the creative stage that follows the destruction. And we're creative because we have hope for a future that is without this disease and without the worry that it causes.